Africa. The court has not ordered Israel to end its offensive, but has demanded it report back within a month on measures being taken to support civilians. Israel's request that the case be thrown out was denied. The king is being treated for an enlarged prostate at a private hospital in London. He was admitted this morning. Jurgen Klopp's leaving Liverpool at the end of the season, saying he's simply running out of energy. He's managed the side since 2015, guiding them to trophies, including the Premier League title. Former Liverpool defender Jose Enrique says it was an honour to play for him.
He's a legend of the club. I've been very, very lucky, you know, to be under him for a season, even if I wasn't at my best in that season. But he's just a wonderful guy and one of the best I ever seen as a manager.
There's been a near 80% rise in intelligence coming into Merseyside police in the 12 months since the launch of a new crackdown on gangs. It follows the murder of 9-year-old Olivia Pratt Corbell in August 2022, as Anna Bates reports.
Police say the Home Office-backed programme Evolve has led to a 16% rise in arrests, with public confidence also ticking up. Detectives say knife crime and woundings fallen 57% in the area where work's been done to what they call dismantle criminal groups in places like Highton, Page Moss and Dovecot. When taken overall, it's a drop of 6%. Last year, Thomas Cashman was jailed for a minimum of 42 years for the schoolgirl's murder in her own home.
The Speaker of the House of Commons has told ministers off and said a statement should have been made to MPs about stopping trade deal talks with Canada. The row centres on arrangements for beef and cheese. And finally, Calvin Phillips says he's really pleased to have completed a loan move to West Ham from Manchester City. He'll stay until the end of the season. He's only made two starts in the Premier League this in 18 months. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Thanks very much, Chris. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, looking out the window here, it's beautifully sunny, I'm delighted to say, and it's going to stay like that for the rest of the afternoon. A high of 8, but going down to just 1 degree tonight because there's very little cloud out there. Tomorrow it's a day of sunny intervals, a high of 9 and a low of 2 tomorrow night. Sunday, the sunny intervals continue with a high of 10 and a low of 6. And then Monday, astonishingly, well, not just that we've got the sunny intervals, but actually it's going to be 14 degrees on Monday and then 8 on Monday night.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherry. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
So good afternoon, welcome to the show today. And yes, looking at this lovely sunny weather outside, we'll try to make it a sunny show today for you. Thanks as ever to Michelle for 2 hours, or 3 hours rather, of great broadcasting both today and throughout the week. And do check out all those wonderful interviews that she's done and all there on the website. So my name is Patrick and this is the show that we call 123 Friday, 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainments. And I do hope you stick with us throughout the whole 2 hours today because we've got all sorts of fascinating things. We'll be having the vintage chart at about 2:30 where we'll be looking at 50 years ago and giving you three tracks from this week in 1974. Birthdays competition will be at 1:45. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times. And we'll ask you how old you think they were by emailing me in radio at phoenixfm.com. But I'm delighted to say I have a guest with me here in the studio. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
It's great to have you with us here today. What are you going to be talking to us about?
Well, I'm going to talk to you about a charity that helps people with disabilities. We make equipment, provided you can't buy it. But if you can buy it and it doesn't meet your needs, we'll adapt it. If you can't buy it at all, we'll create it.
Brilliant. That sounds really good. And the charity's called?
Remap.
Remap. So we'll be finding out more about that from Peter a bit later on.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
So that's our show this afternoon. Kicking us off today, this is Taylor Swift, a track from her 2023 album, Midnight 3 AM. The album, of course, has been number one in the UK, the USA, and indeed 26 other countries as well. And it's got a nomination at the Grammy Awards for the Album of the Year, amongst all its other nominations that it's got as well. This track is called Bigger Than the Whole Sky.
All over now, all out to see. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were bigger than the whole sky. You were more than just a short time. Over in Asia, did some force take you because I didn't pray? Every single thing to come has turned into ashes. It's all over, it's not meant to be. So I'll say words I don't believe. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were bigger than the whole sky. You were more than just a short time.
Live without, I'm never gonna meet. What could have been, would have been, what should have been you. Taylor Swift and Bigger Than the Whole Sky. We love to play new music on this station and by artists who aren't very well known. This is Nathaniel Bowden and this is Diamond in the Rough. He's a singer-songwriter and a former fireman.
Back home.
Daniel Bowden and Diamonds in the Rough. I should be talking with Peter very soon.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their best to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm John Charmy, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too at Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
That's John, and that's a great sports show because, of course, as he says there, you don't just get all of the national and international that you get from everybody else, but you get all the local from all of our area round here. So you hear all about Brentwood, Billericay and Morden and Chelmsford and all the other local teams. And you can find, of course, all of our shows on our website, all the information about them all, and, of course, always in the Brentwood Gazette as well, where there's always a feature item about the station. Good afternoon to Chris and Bob in Harlow, who've just emailed me saying that they're just back from their allotment to have some lunch and they're tuned in. Well, it's good to know that you are there this afternoon. So, what are we? 15 minutes after one here on Friday lunchtime, and Peter is here with me. So, Peter, remind us again what the organisation is called and what the aims of the organisation are.
Yeah, the organisation is called REMAP, and we've been around for 60 years, but very few people have heard of us. Most of our work comes
60
from
years, you say?
60 years,
60
yes.
60 years, amazing.
Oh. It started up in Teesside in ICI. It was a man who whose sister had polio, and he really couldn't find anything to help her do various things. So he and a number of other engineers at ICI got together, and they formed the first group. And it was, well, there's about just under 70 groups around the UK, and we're here to basically help anyone with a disability if they can't find what they want commercially. So, as I said earlier, we adapt things, we design things, and we make things from scratch. And there's, as I say, there's 70 groups around the UK. My group covers the middle bit of Essex, and I've got 20 engineers, largely retired, not all, and a lot of them came from Marconi. I'm from Ford Motor Company, and yeah, we're only too pleased to do things for anyone with a disability. Most of our work used to come from occupational therapists and physiotherapists, but anyone can approach us for help.
Right. Well, that's amazing. So how many years have you been involved with it?
I retired just over 20 years ago, and I've been involved for 20 years.
And right. Well, that's amazing. So give us an example of some of the sort of things that maybe that you've actually made for people.
Yeah, I'll give you a couple of examples, I guess. So we've got one of our people, he had polio as a child, and he used to shuffle around on his bottom, basically, to do things. He had a lot of aviaries in his garden, but he was finding it very difficult to get up onto his mobility scooter. So he basically bolted onto the back of the scooter a lift system, so he can now push a button, shuffle on to the lift, press the button, which raises him up. He then folds a flap down so that he can then get onto the seat of his scooter.
Wow.
So that was reasonably complex, but we'll do other simple things. I mean, another one I like to talk about is a bloke in Fearing that was in a radiator, and he wanted to adjust the thermostatic valves on his radiators. And one of my colleagues made a very simple device, just two tennis balls and a bit of stick, that he now holds one of the tennis balls, the other one at the end, a bit of stick, and that fits round the valve on his radiator. So to adjust from a wheelchair the thermostatic valves, it's a bit of stick and two tennis balls.
But that's brilliant, though, isn't it, really? I mean, and you've got to have that kind of engineering mind and background to be able to think about things like that. Just the design.
Yeah, I mean, that's what gives us the buzz. I mean, we're all ex-engineers. We all like inventing things. And Invention is our lifeblood.
Yeah, well, but that sounds pretty amazing, though. That sounds really good. I tell you what, let's have the first of the three tracks that you've chosen for us today. So you rather surprised me, actually. You wanted Miley Cyrus and Sweet Jane. This comes from the MTV 2020 Backyard Sessions. And, of course, it's a cover of the 1970s Velvet Underground track. And in 2004, in the Rolling Stones 500 greatest songs of all time, back then it was number 335. So why did you want this track?
Well, it's just a classic track. It started off with Lou Reed. I think Lou Reed was probably the initiator.
Yeah,
and
the singer of the Velvet Underground.
Yeah, and then another group, a Canadian group called Cowboy Junkies. They made a great version, and so yeah, it's just one of the ones that's been, I guess, sung or played by a lot of people in my in the age when I, because I'm now 80 odd, and so yeah, it's a great sort of 60s, 70s tune.
Well, you really clearly know your music, Peter. So this is Miley Cyrus.
Who's ever played a part?
by this Iris with her version of that a classic song from the 1970s from the Velvet Underground and Sweet Jane. It's just about time for this. It's virtually 25 past one.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So let's have a look at the local traffic and travel for you here. Well, there's a slow moving traffic in all of the directions going into Wilson's Corner down here in the centre of Brentwood this afternoon. It's also busy down by Shenfield Station and also around the centre of Billericay as well, particularly up near Waitrose in that area. All good as far as the A12 is concerned. Of course, it's a little bit slow where that continuing roadworks is happening around Margaretting up through to Mount Nessing, 40 miles an hour on both sides. It's holding everybody up. Just a little tiny bit further up the A12, no real problems at all. We go down to the M25 again. That's all pretty good and no problems with the junction with the M11 either at this time. A little bit busy as people are approaching the Queen Elizabeth Bridge going over into Kent, but nothing too bad there, consider it. Central Chelmsford, of course, is building up, particularly busy around the Army and Navy, but nothing else at this time. There'll be another travel update in an hour's time, and if anything major comes in, of course, I shall let you know all about it. So we're chatting here with Peter from this wonderful charity called Remap that's involved with making designing and adapting equipment for people with disabilities if nothing commercially is available. And Peter, you're involved with some work for people with dementia at this time.
Yes, we were approached by a group that used to meet on a Saturday morning in the Chelmsford Library, people with dementia and their carers, and they wanted something to work together with something and enjoy something, and they asked us if we could make something to occupy their time. And so one of our engineers decided to adapt a game that many people remember as whack-a-mole. And we created one of these things. It's got 16 lighted buttons, large buttons, and it's about 2 foot square. And we made a prototype, put that in one of the care homes, and it was a raging success, and we couldn't get people out of playing with it.
And that's good to hear.
Yeah, and we've made 5 of those. I mean, a care home down in Rayleigh was so impressed they wanted to purchase one of their own, and it costs us about £150 with bits. It's got micro electronics, printed circuit boards, lots of wires, and so we made 5 of these, and we loan them out. Anyone can borrow one from us, and we've also encouraged schools to start making them. And we had the Plume School in Morden made one, and that's now in a daycare centre down near Southminster. And we've currently got we currently have the ability to for schools to make at least another 2. We've been given funds from the Chelmsford Voluntary Services. And we make also other things other than these games consoles, tactile projection games where people can move their hands across a surface and generate lots of objects, and we also make what are called fiddle boards for people with dementia as well. Particularly, you can buy a lot of these on the internet, but trade-specific fiddle boards are hard to come by, and we've made what we call a plumber's mate, where you've got a little fan that simulates flowing water, and people can open and shut cocks and divert the flow. And we've also made electrician devices where you've got joysticks that again can light buttons and connection. People can put wires into sockets and create lights and sound. So we've basically done a number of things to help occupy people with dementia because they get very frustrated. And this obviously is also quite competitive, so they can get together as a group and use these games as well.
See, that sounds absolutely brilliant, because there is something that's a real need, and you can actually see people doing it. Have you actually been and watched people playing it?
Yes, oh yeah, and we've got quite a few photographs, and we've developed these things. I mean, REMAP is a countrywide organisation, as I mentioned, and we've provided kits for another REMAP group in Bedford to also, they've made another five of these games. And so REMAP really can share what we make really across the whole of the UK. And that obviously stimulates us to improve and spread around what we do.
Sure, but it was the local group here that you're involved with that actually designed these dementia things that you're talking about.
Yes, and both of them are ex Marconi, or E2V, which is came out of Marconi.
Right.
And so yes, they're really quite bright. I mean, as I mentioned, we've got Felsted School making two at present. And again, we'll be sharing those with care homes and daycare centres around anywhere in Essex.
So as a group, I mean, you must find this incredibly rewarding, actually, to be able to, problem solve in this way, and then be able to make something and then actually see it in action.
Yes, I mean, we basically will do anything. I mean, this morning I was helping a lady in Witham with, she's got one of these porches, and her husband's got MS and, Parkinson's, her husband has, and she finds it very difficult to get out of the house through this porch, which has got a well in it, and then she's got a series of steps down onto the ground. So that's what I was doing this morning. And this afternoon we're going to Chelmsford with one of my colleagues as a lady that is bedbound, and she uses a sort of cushioned lap tray to eat from, but she finds it's not very steady and not very satisfactory. So she's in this bed with bed rails, so we're now going to make a tray system that fits onto the bed rails for this lady in Chelmsford. So that's later this afternoon.
Right, and you're a retired man of a certain age, and yet you're up to all of this.
Yes, yeah.
Good for you. Let's have the second track that you asked for us today. This is Pink Floyd, title track from their 1975 album Wish You Were Here, which was a number one in the UK and the USA and in six more countries, and has global sales since it came out in 75 of over 20 million. So why did you want this track?
Well, it's again a great oldie, and many people have latched on and played it, and I particularly like a French group that makes a jazz version.
Yes.
I had a little
listen of that, but I thought it might be a little too much for our lunchtime audience. But people could sort that out, couldn't they, if they wanted to?
Oh yeah, I mean there's great versions around.
Yeah, absolutely. And why do you particularly like it?
Well, again, it's
it takes
back
you back
to my
it?
Youth. That's right. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. And why not?
We'll be right back. could tell. Heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell?
Pink Floyd and Wishing You Were Here. Second track chosen for us today by Peter Livingstone here from Remap Essex, and telling us all about this amazing work that they're involved with. Of course, all the information that he's giving us here, the resume of that will be on the show blog, which when I post it later on today, with all of the contact information, etc., which we'll get a little bit of in a minute. But I've also put a picture to go onto the website of a pushchair linked to a wheelchair. So tell us a little bit about this, Peter.
Yeah, this was a young lady in Harlow that was 5 months pregnant at the time, and she wanted to be able to connect the pushchair for her forthcoming child to her electric wheelchair. And she lived in this downstairs flat where it was quite difficult to get something like a wheelchair and a pushchair combined out to the front door. So she wanted to be able to assemble the thing herself. And we basically put a frame onto the pushchair, which locked into the sockets for her footrests on the wheelchair. But she was now pushing down on this thing, so she couldn't lift it up. So we gave her, put a couple of screw jacks either side, gave her a cordless screwdriver that she could put into the top of these jacks to lift the frame of the pushchair up. She could then manoeuvre her electric wheelchair to the pushchair, and then again with the cordless screwdriver, lower it and lock it in place with a couple of catches. And this was, I guess, about 8 years ago that we did this. And as I mentioned, there's 70-odd groups around the UK of REMAP, and so we work quite closely together. And one of the Manchester groups in Bury were contacted by Granada Television, and they had an actor on Coronation Street, pregnant, about to give birth. And so Granada Television contacted the Bury group up in Manchester. They contacted us. I contacted the young lady in Harlow, who'd now finished with it. So in the end, Granada Television bought the adaptive pushchair off her for £200. They gave us £100 as the inventors, and the Bury group a tour of the studio. So we all won. So that was good.
Right. Absolutely. Win, 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 win. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's just fantastic, isn't it, really? So if people want to find out more about your group, can you give us some website addresses and things like that?
Yeah, the national website is remap.org.uk, or we also have an Essex website, which again is www.remap.info, and that will get to us.
Right, marvellous. Have things picked up? Because I know that you were saying that post the pandemic, there was nowhere near as many people contacting you or things to be done. But you've just described your day to day as if sounds like things are happening.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we had a broadcast. We were on BBC Look East on Christmas Eve, and then we had a couple of radio broadcasts on BBC Essex. And certainly so far this month, we've had a dozen different tasks come along. And normally we used to do just over 100, 120 a year. Countrywide, REMAP do about 3,500 a year.
But, wow, that's amazing.
And we're well up to speed now following the BBC broadcasts around Christmas.
Well, hopefully this will help as well.
Yes.
Today as well. That's really good. I'm delighted to hear this. If I may be so bold, how much time do you kind of like give to this regularly?
Well, I guess my main role is to give out the tasks. So,
Oh, so you're the man in charge?
So I'm loosely the man in charge. Yeah. At least I'm the one that gives out the task.
Sure, okay.
And, I would spend at least a day a week, I guess, that sort
right,
of time.
Right, right. Yeah, and clearly you find this very rewarding.
Yes, yeah, it keeps our hand in. I like making things, and it also obviously has the benefit of helping others. But
and as a group, how often do you meet together?
Well, we've been bad recently because of the lack of jobs, but generally it's every month or every 6 weeks we will get together.
Brilliant.
Generally in the Chelmsford Voluntary Service Office.
Okay, well, that's all really good. Excellent. And you're going to be staying with us, going to take part in the birthdays competition, and then we'll have a little chat again a little bit after that. So the last of your three tracks that you've chosen for us today are Neil Young, Old Man, from his 1972 album Harvest, and in the 2020 Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, it's there at number 72. So why do you want this?
Well, again, he's an oldie and very talented. The Canadians that came out in the 60s and 70s, and they really created a load of great artists, and certainly Neil Young has been around for many years now.
my life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. To mean that much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
Neil Young and Old Man, and part of the three tracks that have been requested for us today by Peter to go along with his chat about Remap. All of that's been recorded. Of course, the whole show is recorded and it'll be up tonight on the show blog. I'll be there 1-2-3 Friday, 26th of January. And 2024, how where's this month gone? And that will be up there, and then the recording of the whole show will be added over the weekend, probably there by Saturday lunchtime, with any luck. We'll have the birthdays competition fairly soon.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody!
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So here we are with the first of our three artists. If you're new to this, well, how this works is I give you some information about an artist. I play a track and then I ask you to simply try to work out how old you think they are. And then we'll have a look at all of our answers later on. We'll see how everybody has done. If you get it absolutely right, you get 3 points. If you are the closest person of those taking part with the age, then you get 1 point. It's as simple as that. And even if you've never actually heard of the person, the clues should be able to help you work your way towards how old you think they might be. So we start off with Nathan Connolly, a Northern Irish musician who is best known as the lead guitarist and backing vocalist for the alternative rock band Snow Patrol. Connolly was born in Belfast, sang for the Gospel Church at Glenmuchan Church of God, Belfast, when he was 16, and the experience, he said, it was to inspired him to be a musician. While working in a record store in HMV in Belfast, Connolly was introduced to the band Snow Patrol. He reluctantly agreed to join, despite the fact that the band had no record deals at that time. He jokingly recalls his mother thinking he was being kidnapped by rock stars. So this is Nathan Connolly. How old do we think he is? We're going to go to perhaps the most well-known of Snow Patrol's tracks. This is from 2006, Chasing Cars. It was a UK number 6, a USA number 5, top 10 in 9 more countries, number 1 in Canada. And the continuing popularity of this track over the following years means that it's now sold well over a million in the UK and over 4 million in the USA. So, we're going to have Snow Patrol from 2006. But the question is, how old do we think Nathan Connolly, the lead guitarist and backing vocalist of the band, is? Email me in radio@phoenixfm.com if you think you have any idea how old he is. Say how I feel.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get too old. Show me.
That's Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars. And that was the first of our people that we asked you today how old you thought they were. Nathan Connolly, who is lead guitarist and backing vocalist with them. Okay, now the second one today, this is much easier. This is Gary Barlow, an English singer, songwriter, record producer and television personality, of course. Lead singer of the boy band, Take That. How old do we reckon Gary Barlow is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. This is Sixth Avenue, comes from his 2013 album, Since I Saw You Last.
A strip of sunlight, a moment in time, a change of direction. In a face, your words on a page, now your heart needs no protection. In one conversation, I saw what I'd always believed in. In just a few words, I could tell it would hurt to leave you without knowing when I might see you again. So
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.